don't we start with our pledge and invocation?
Let us pledge to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation, our God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come today to conduct county business. We ask you always to guide and direct us in these decisions. Thank you for the opportunity to build these new roads. Presently a blessing to this community for years to come. Thank you for good bids. Pray for safety and success of those that are carrying out this contract. We ask for Christ's name. All right, item number one, any public comments today before we get started on non-agenda items? All right, item number two, consider and possibly approve recommendation for award for the 2348 segment of our road project.
Thank you, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners. In addition to the agenda items, you'll notice I left everyone a status report at their seat so that you can look through what has been going on out on the three projects. But on Tuesday, we opened bids for the 2348 project. We received a total of six bids, and all very, very strong bids. Five of the bids were under the engineer's estimate, which is not a surprise. We've always said that the type of bidder for this project would be a little different than those for the 271 project. And most of these people have a more local understanding of the conditions here in Titus County or in the Mount Pleasant area. So of the six bids we received, which came from J.W. Payne Construction, Longview Bridge and Road, T.J. Lambert Construction, who's a subcontractor on the 271 project, East Texas Bridge, H.H. Howard and Sons, and James Construction. The lowest bid was from H.H. Howard and Sons for an amount of $8,512,733.79. That's a little different than the number y'all heard the other day when the bids were publicly read, about $2,000 difference. There was an extension error in their bid. That doesn't change the fact that they're responsive bidder and that sort of thing, because the contract set up for unit prices, the extensions are just a courtesy. So as we go through and check, we make sure all the math is right. And there were a couple of items that had to be changed, and it adjusted their bid up by about $2,031. But they were still the lowest, most apparent, most responsive bidder. After going through the bid analysis, the bid was good. It was a very balanced bid. We have sent all the information to TxDOT for concurrence. We've not received concurrences yet, but that's not a requirement to let a pass-through project. So I would ask that the court accept the bid and award the contract to H.H. Howard & Sons for an amount of $8,512,733.79.
All right, motion by Commissioner Hawk today that we accept this bid. Second by Commissioner Fields. All those in favor?
Okay. And everyone has an information package just for your late night reading when you want to fall asleep of the bid analysis, the concurrence request to TxDOT, a copy of the contract which the judge will sign after court today, and we'll get back to the Howards just so that everyone has the same information.
So that I can give the newspaper as much information as possible, kind of tell me our experiences with H.H. Howard, who's done work for us in the past.
H.H. Howard, I know they've done quite a bit of work here for the city of Mount Pleasant as well as Titus County. For the pass-through program, they handled both clearing contracts for us for the 271 project. as well as the 2348 project. Did an excellent job. They're a great group to work with. You know, helped us handle some things that were not, you know, sort of above and beyond. They're just that sort of contractor, and we were hoping that they would be successful, just because we have had such a great experience with them in the past, and they have such an understanding, not just of the conditions here in Mount Pleasant. That's important. They obviously have a lot of local contacts with property owners and that sort of thing. And as you know, during construction, that can always, you know, if the contractor can help you keep everyone, you know, calm about the disruption the construction causes on top of the staff, on top of the commissioner's court, that's a very good team that can make all that happen. And so I think Howard will do a very good job for us. And, you know, I can't speak to the, you know, to their experience with the city or other projects of the county, but our dealings have been very, very positive with them. Oh, absolutely. Particularly on the 2348 project, when they handled 2348 for us. Again, I think that was the strength of those local contacts that they have, that they were willing to employ on our behalf to get all the property owners, you know, comfortable with the work that was going on out there, and even helped some of the property owners in some removal of or adjustments that had to be made so that the work that they were contracted for could progress. So very good group.
I think I've talked to three of those 2348 landowners, and all were very pleased that they were the winner.
It'll be good. I think it will be. And I would think that you know, it'll be interesting. I think we'll have a good, strong set of bidders for the 1000 project as well. But, you know, it would be nice to see a contractor, whether it's the Howards or another contractor who has, you know, more local presence up here, get the 1000 project, because it's going to be the same nature. You're going to have to deal with property owners and people who already have relationships and connections. It certainly helps to ease the pain out there. So we're looking forward to that bid, which should happen. We're expecting that project to let around the 1st of May. So.
All right, let's move on to item number 3, consider and possibly approve an amendment to the interlocal agreement between TxDOT and Titus County.
Back a year ago, we brought an interlocal agreement to the court for approval, and the court did approve it. And it's to cover inspection by TxDOT at pre-approved sources, you know, at vendor shops where TxDOT already has an inspection presence. Rather than send inspectors to that shop, contracting through their, what they call the D9 section, the inspection section of TxDOT, to pre-approve beams, boxes, you know, things that are made off-site, they go ahead and inspect for us, send us testing report, charge a nominal amount for that, very cheap versus sending people to, you know, some distance to go inspect. This amendment allows them to do the same thing for the steel beams that'll be required for some of those 271 bridges, particularly that bridge at UPRR. It's a very long bridge. It's an exotic construction, and so they will not only, you know, look at the steel ahead of time, but also do inspection on site as it goes up, as it's welded in place and the stresses. I mean, some of our staff has the same credentials as TxDOT in that fashion, but we felt like it was better to have TxDOT, who will be the ultimate owner of the road, be comfortable with the work and the placement of the steel beams as well. And again, the cost of that is very nominal. And so we spoke with TxDOT about it, and they agreed to amend the interlocal to include that in. That's just not, you know, not many projects have steel beams, particularly, you know, in areas like this. And so we didn't put it on the list the first time, but I think it's well worth it for peace of mind, both for Titus County as well as for TxDOT. It's worth having them do that extra oversight on the placement of that.
Motion by Commissioner Hockaday, second by Commissioner Hinton. All those in favor of the approval of the amendment to the interlocal agreement between TxDOT and Titus, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, there are none. All right.
We good?
Do you want to, before I close, do you want to address anything that generally
just
talk
really,
about the project?
Just really quickly, and then Commissioner will get back to your question. You know, we have been working over the last 6-7 weeks on the underground storage tanks that were found at the Cameron Auto Salvage Sales and Salvage Yard. We got all those, we got the tanks out, we got the dirt out, obviously, and then as we kept digging, we had to do water testing as required by the state, and did find some evidence of groundwater contamination from at least one of those tanks. We have gotten, you know, everything in place. We have done our assessment report that the state requires the removal and release determination to show them, you know, what the levels of contamination are. We've done that on the dirt as well. We have submitted that to the state. We'll see what they come back with. Our feeling is, from others that we have done like this, we have already placed one monitoring well out there. We'll probably have to place 3, maybe 4 more monitoring wells. And, you know, because of the topography, because of the source of contamination, which was those tanks, now that that's all removed and you know, your contamination is going to go away pretty rapidly. If you don't have anything still leaching into the ground, it's not going to get into the groundwater. We will have to have, at a minimum, of 2 quarters of clean test for TCEQ to release the site and feel like everything is comfortable by our experience. Now we'll see what they come back with in their evaluation of it. But we have been, you know, we've sat there and looked at it from several different perspectives. The dirt, we're aerating a little bit before we move to a landfill, because that brings down the level of contamination in the dirt, and then it'll move off site to a landfill. And then the water will just take care of itself as time goes on. And so, but I wanted to make y'all aware that we think we've found the most cost-effective solution to that remediation, and that's moving forward.
And all those boilers on the right-of-way?
All the ones that we dealt with were on the right-of-way. They were on... They were adjacent to that one slab that was left out there, and so we got out there to start removing the slab. We found the tanks.
I mean, the water wells we were digging.
The monitoring wells. They will all be. You settlement coordinates around the contamination, so they will all sit on the right of way. We've talked to TxDOT about that, so that, and we've placed them to get the full readings that we need, but not to hamper construction. There's one that the construction group is going to have to work around a little bit, but it's not going to impede their progress. But we were fortunate as far as where the tanks sat and where the contamination was discovered, because it's really in that expansion section that, you know, if a phase two comes along one day, it would have been in the middle of pavement at that point. But for what we're doing, it's a little tight, but it's okay. So I just wanted everyone to be aware of what was going on down at that end. It may have some reports that come to Titus County, but we would just ask that those all get forwarded over.
Let me get a little clarification. You said that the 2-quarter clean tests on that side,
yes, sir,
will not slow or hamper the construction schedule.
Because of the position of the site and where we're putting the monitoring wells, construction will be able to move forward. It's not going to be in the middle of where they're going to be working. It's going to be tight on one of those monitoring wells, but it's not impossible.
There's nothing more that you have to do or could do at the site.
We have placed it as well as we think we could have, taking into account meeting with Williams Brothers, meeting with our construction group, and figuring out where, you know, what would be least impactful for them, but to be able to get the readings that we're going to need. So the good news is, then by the end of construction, or what, before the end of construction, actually, but we could leave those in till the end of construction, get a clean report, remove the monitoring wells, so that when TxDOT accepts the project, that's not something they'll have to deal with. That's our plan, to turn it over to them with no monitoring wells. Now we're waiting for TCEQ to concur to that plan, and they should, because we've got plenty of time between now and then to get them the information they need. So we'll keep our fingers crossed on that one. On FM 1000, we're closing this next week. The last two parcels that we believe that we will acquire through acquisition, the remaining seven are slated for condemnation. Again, we're still negotiating, still trying to reach settlements with those property owners, but we've got to get 1,000 to construction. So we're pushing that schedule along. We have made some deals in advance of the condemnation hearings, particularly for a property that has to be tested and relocated or demolished before construction starts. And that will be out of the way by May 1st, April 29th, May 1st. And so that'll allow for the bidding of 1,000 to happen sometime mid-April, with a letting right after the 1st of May. And again, of course, time we award the contract, contractor puts up bonds, and we mobilize them, you know, everything definitely will be out of the contractor's way. So that clears the path for 1,000 to move forward. That's a positive, to get all the projects up and going, you know, simultaneous as we had scheduled and budgeted for. You know, and then on 271, just real quickly, we've charged 63 days on the project so far. We've had 21 rain days, which is, I know, rain is good for everyone, except for the contractors, and but they're still working around it. And you know, funny thing is, last week, after all the rain we've had, last week they had to have the water trucks out there to keep the dust down. So it's feast or famine. You know, 2 days later we had 4.5 inches of rain. So it's, you know, it's double-edged sword for us, but it's still moving well. And you know, they're finishing some key items. A lot of the underground work is getting finished. The ground stabilization, those stone columns that we're putting in the marshy areas, are finishing up, and a lot of dirt work has started. And over the next weeks, as the weather improves, as we hit spring, you'll really see, I think, the dirt work start rocking and rolling out there. So, you know, they have been delayed a little bit from the rain. The 4.5 inches we got the other day, you know, it just is what it is. But they feel like that they're have not been impeded. With a little bit of good weather, they'll catch everything up that they were and get where they intended to be by the 1st of June. So, and I know that I'm sending reports every 2 weeks for court, even though I've not been here. If anyone has questions, you know, from a report that I've sent and feel like they need more information, please pick up the phone and call me. I'm always happy to, you know, to give as much information as I have or get information that you need. I'm sorry, I don't remember off the top of my head. I can look it up real quick. It's about a 15-month contract. My memory is. That one will open first. 1,000 will be right behind it, even though it's starting 6 months behind 271, and it should open right before 271 completes. And I'm sorry, I don't see it off the top of my head, but 15, 18 months, somewhere in there, I'll get you that number. But it will be the first one to open up. And it's a pretty simple road to get built out there. But the weather stays as if we have as good a weather this summer as we had last summer, they should get a lot of progress done and could, potentially could open it even earlier than what we have scheduled, which would be nice. That project, like 271, 1000 will be the same way. They all had some liquidated damages, minor on 2348, just because it's not that big a project. And the schedule, it wasn't the determinant of the schedules out here. But they don't have any, there's no bonus if they complete early, but it's been my experience with them that they like to get in, get out, and get their business done and move on to the next project. So hopefully that'll happen. Any other questions? Thank you.
Item number four, any closing comments? I'll start on my right.
No, I have none.
I have none.
I have none.
I've got one point outside, so I'm playing high, high roofs, got, I should put out some fires. And grub in the morning.